fuck do you say?
Good day, everyone. Welcome to the Vienna International Airport conference call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Christian Schmidt, Head of Investor Relations for Vienna International Airport. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our conference call for the preliminary results of the financial year 2019 of Vienna Airport. Today's presentation will be held as usual by our board members, Mr. Günther Ofner and Mr. Julian Jäger. The presentation will be followed by a brief question and answer session where you will be given the opportunity to ask your questions. The call will be recorded and will most likely be available on our website by tomorrow noon. The slides of the presentation that will be held now are also available on our website under presentations. And now I would like to hand over to our CFO, Mr. Ofner. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon from Vienna. Today we presented our preliminary income statement and balance sheet for 2019. And as I think anyone expected, it was a record high both in revenues, plus 7.2%, and also in net profit, plus 15.7%. Based on that, we decided to go to a payout ratio of 60%, as previously guided, which contributes to a dividend of €1.13, which is an increase of 27% compared to 2018. Maybe even more interesting for you is what we consider regarding the coronavirus and the effects on our business. So from today's perspective, we cannot give a new guidance for full year 2020. We think that the given guidance still could be reached, but it's less likely day by day the problems continue. So we think that we should have a much more clearer picture mid or end of April, especially to see how the strategy of the airlines in regard of the summer schedule works and how the overall development up to that point in time is developing. What we saw so far is that in the first 2 months of this year, we had a plus, roughly plus 10% in passengers. But last week we saw a strong weakening, and Julian Jäger will provide for you some details in regard of that. What is very essential is that from today's perspective, it is necessary to look for cost reductions. And we are currently evaluating a set of measures we can undertake to secure our financial results also for the year 2020. It will depend on the detailed evolutions, which of the measures we will put in action. Normally, in this point, in time, we are starting to hire substantial numbers of employees for the summer schedule, and so we have room to maneuver even without layoffs to influence not only normal expenses, but also to a certain extent personal expenses. What we saw in recent external shocks was that they have only resulted in a short-term or for several months reduction of passenger flows and growth. And in all cases so far, the ashes or SARS or the financial crisis, we saw a recovery sooner or later, and the overall growth trend was met again after some time. So from that historic perspective, I think there is no reason to be over panicking about the overall effects of this crisis. Also, we are not totally aware in this moment what the consequences in the next days and weeks will be, as we see that fairs and expositions and conferences are cancelled or postponed, and also the bookings for summer tourism seem to be rather weak right now. We are in close cooperation with our authorities to protect passengers and our employees, and also the topic of climate change is not in the headlines now. We stay and stick to our strategy to concentrate on the reduction of energy consumption and CO2 emissions. And for 2019, we have been rather successful in doing so by lowering our energy consumption by 16%. And our CO2 emissions by 15%. And whatever happens in the overall business, we will continue these efforts also in the near future. We saw in the last 3 years a significant rise in employment, and mainly driven by the high, extraordinary high growth. And we have ample of room to maneuver, if necessary, to come down to another level of employment sooner or later if the situation would dramatically worsen. In our system, altogether, 25,000 people are employed, and only January and February this year, we saw 7 companies relocating their business to the airport. You find the list in our presentation. In regard of our earnings, if you ask what the reason is why the financial result is slightly weaker than the year before, this is related to IFRS 16, but it should be more or less neutral in the balance sheet as such. It's just a relocation somehow of balance sheet positions. We also see, if you look at the next slide, is that we now could continuously, over more than 8 years, improve our net profit. But for 2020, the guided net profit above 180, as I already explained, is now in doubt given the current situation. The dividend increase is substantial. If you look at the last 5 years, you see that the dividend has more than doubled. If you look back from 2011, it has more increased by 450%. What also is a very important factor is that we could successfully reduce our net debt position to now 81 million at the end of this year. This is mainly due to the fact that our CapEx with 171.8 million was quite low what we had guided. This is partly due to the fact that projects could be realized with less expenses than expected. Another portion is just a time delay and is shifted to the next period. Overall, we want to stress that we are not changing our investment program in regard of Terminal 2, Pier East and South Extension. Things are going well, so from today's perspective, we are within our time frame and within budget. And Office Park 4 will be opened on the 27th of May, and it's more or less ready for operation, and we will not change that plans. And maybe it's one of your questions later, so I can answer it already now. It will not at all affect our plans and the work for the third runway. The share price was heavily affected, as you are aware. So we came down from roughly 3.2 billion to 2.5 billion in our market cap. For mid and long term investors, I think it could be a very good chance to step in, because we are rather optimistic that from a mid-term and long-term perspective, this external shock will also be an episode, a painful, but an episode as all the others have been before. So the outlook for 2020 we gave in January has now to be seen with a very high degree of uncertainty, except maybe the CAPEX guidance, because this is due to the fact that now terminal construction work is underway, and Terminal 2 should go in operation end of the year. So we will spend the invested money there mostly also this year. I already mentioned Office Park 4, and it's in time and in budget. The improvement in our energy strategy, and we will also move forward in expanding our energy production through photovoltaics, which finally should amount to roughly one-third of our total consumption. Our venture with plug and play is working well. We had a very good recognized conference on the 20th of February. In our accelerator program, more than 300 participants, more than 40 global corporate partners, and this venture will also go to Office Park 4 once it's operational. So that's from my side, and I hand over to Julian Jäger.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, before I come to the segment results 2019, a few words regarding the current traffic development because of the coronavirus spread in Europe and worldwide. I don't have to waste time to talk about 2019. What's interesting today is are the effects of the coronavirus. I think from today's point of view, it is still possible to reach the 3-5% passenger growth in 2020. But day by day, this crisis continues. Obviously, it's becoming more and more unlikely. We believe that in the course of April, so at the latest by the end of April, we will be in a position to come up with a new guidance. I think what is very important and which you see on slide 16 is that the effects of this crisis changed very significantly in the course of the last 7 days. So if you would have asked me 10 days ago what we think about the effect of this crisis, I would have said it's contained. It affects mainly China. We had a reduction of traffic to China by 90%. In the meantime, it went to 100%. There are no direct flights between China and Austria anymore. But it did not affect other areas until maybe 10 days ago. Just 7 days ago, Monday last week, we still had traffic growth by 6.2%, and then it sharply went down, minus 2, minus 9, minus 9, minus 10, minus 13, and yesterday, Sunday, minus 9 again. So right now, what we are seeing is plus minus a reduction in traffic by 9%. Long haul is roughly double, so long haul is obviously more affected, and the reduction in long haul traffic is roughly minus 20, but by Asia obviously is significantly more affected than North America. And in Europe, we see a sharp decline in traffic towards Italy. So traffic to Italy roughly halved in the course of the last few days. And I think the major and big question is how long the attention in the media about this coronavirus will continue. And I think the major question will be if this affects traveling in summer or not. What you see here on slide 16 as well is February 2020 was still positive, plus 5.2%. We will issue our figures for the full 29 days of February, I think on the 11th of March, if I'm not mistaken. But the relevant question is what's going to happen in March, April. April, there's the Easter season. I would expect a lot of cancellations from holidays. I think this will determine then the effects of this crisis on 2020 traffic. If you move on to slide 17, I think what you can see very clearly here is that be it 9/11, SARS, the financial crisis, MERS, Ebola, whatever, had, if any effect at all, a very short-lived effect. And if you look at SARS, which from the time frame, it was very similar to this virus. We had a reduction of 1% in March, 1% in April, 1% in May, and summer was then more or less normal again. I think due to the fact that Corona now is heavily affecting traffic all over Europe with the cancellation of ITB and many other fairs, obviously the effect of coronavirus will be significantly harder than SARS, but not even the financial crisis, which meant a very significant decrease of traffic in that particular year, really affected the long-term growth, and therefore, again, as Günther said before, we are not going to change anything from our investment program. A clearer assessment on our outlook for 2020 will be available after Easter, so in the course of April, and then we will have a clearer view as well on possible measures in terms of cost cutting. I think from an operational perspective, there's no reason to believe that we would have any problems soon. Obviously, with the reduction in passenger numbers, it's currently the opposite. So there's less waiting time, there are less delays. Everything works very well, and we are in very close contact with the authorities in Austria to discuss next steps. Moving forward to and very briefly discuss the segment results of 2019. I think airport had a good year. Obviously, as you know, there was a positive development in revenue, but not in line with passenger numbers, mainly due to incentives. An EBIT of 4.2% plus 104 million. I think overall a good year, and again, I think that the major question is are the effects on our airlines here in 2020, and I think I'm less worried about the effects in terms of the travel behavior of the people worldwide or in Europe, but obviously we have airlines in Vienna who already didn't have a great financial performance. So obviously, I think this will be the key question in the coming months. Just a few words about our terminal extension. Everything is on track. I think seeing the first tender results in terms of construction costs makes us even more optimistic that we will be in line with our 500 million euro budget. Right now we are modernizing Terminal 2, should be finished by the end of this year. Then we are going to close Pier East for 2 years. There will be more shopping area. There will be a separation of the arriving and the departing passengers, so we will have a centralized security control. And the most important part of the terminal extension is then the south extension, which should open in 2023 with 11,000 square meters of new shopping and F&B space, new lounges, better waiting area, and so on. Very positive results we saw in the handling and security services segment. On the insignificant increase in external revenue, this was on the one hand due to lower costs charged or lower prices charged to Austrian Airlines, and on the other hand, a weather-related decrease in de-icing revenue, minus 3.6 million. But the EBITDA increased by 47% to 15.8 million, and the EBIT increased from 2.2 million to 7.3 million euros. So I think we are on a good way there. We managed to keep our operating costs low, and we had a very significant reduction in the staff costs per departure. The costs, they were reduced by 10% for the full year and by 16% in the second half. So you will see spillover effect here into this year as well. And it means that we are using our personnel now with much more efficiency. So I think our team there did an excellent job. Additionally, we got 7 new customers. We got 8 contract extensions and 4 contract expansions, so where we are providing now the additional service in passenger handling for some airlines. So overall, I think we are on a good way. Obviously, we don't know yet the effects of the reduction in traffic exactly on this segment, but last year was definitely an important step into the right direction. I think where we managed very well to materialize the passenger growth into revenue and EBIT growth was the retail and property segment. We had a strong rise in revenue from F&B and retail businesses, plus 14.6%. Parking did very well with plus 11.9%. Lounges plus 20.8%. So overall, a very good development. I would say, and overall it, we had an EBIT of 85.6% plus 17.1%. And until a week or 2 weeks ago, I would have said we expect an impact of roughly 2.5 million from this coronavirus crisis. This would have been the impact on Chinese. In light of recent developments, we have to ask there for some more time as well, and we will come up with a new traffic guidance and probably a new guidance in terms of our financial results in the course of April. We will see a lot of, we saw already some improvement in with new shops in this segment. We are going to open 1,100 square meters of new restaurants in the next 12 months with very attractive brands. So overall, we expect a good development in this segment in the future, obviously depending on passenger numbers. Coming to the last segment, Malta, excellent results, plus 8.8% revenues on 7.4% passenger growth, EBIT plus 19%, overall an excellent development. We are going to invest in Malta very significantly into non-aviation revenues. We are going to build 25,000 square meters additional office space. We're going to build a new hotel with, I think, roughly 5,000 square meters. Right now we are finishing a new parking garage. So overall, we are strengthening our position there for our airport city in Malta. And on the other hand, we are extending the terminal very significantly, building additional space in the terminal for additional check-in space, security, new F&B space, new shops. So overall, we are going to extend the terminal to cope with, on the one hand, the very significantly increased passenger numbers in the recent years, and on the other hand, obviously, to strengthen our position and strengthen our ability to generate more money from shops and F&B. Yeah. Finally, Košice Airport had a good year as well. Plus 2.9% passenger growth, net profit for the period 2.7 million. I can only repeat myself. I think it's astounding that they manage with roughly 500,000 passengers to achieve a net profit of 2.7 million. I think this is very remarkable. It's the only airport in Slovakia which makes money. It's if you compare it with Germany, I think there are very few airports below 5 million passengers who actually make money there, and therefore I think our guys there are doing a great job. So we hope that this continues like that. Maybe a very last point on Malta and coronavirus. Until a few days ago, there was a fewer impact on Malta from the coronavirus. Obviously, now with Italy affected, it will affect Malta as well, and people are holding back right now in terms of their flight plans and travel plans for summer. But the impact, due to the fact that there is no real long-haul connection out of Malta, the impact should be significantly less than the impact is on Vienna Airport. Yeah, that's it from our end, and now we are happy to take your questions.
Thank you. At this time, if you do have a question, please signal us by pressing star 1. Again, that will be star 1 for questions. We'll pause for just a moment. We'll hear first from Bernd Maurer with RCB. Mr. Maurer, if your line is open, you might have us on mute.
Nobody on the phone.
Hearing no response again, that is star 1 for questions.
Everyone is happy.
We do have a couple of questions that just came in. We'll hear from Vladimira Runkova with Erste Bank.
Yes, hello, good afternoon. Very small questions. One would be regarding the impact of the coronavirus on passenger traffic. According to last year data, you had Far East passengers in Vienna at some 700,000 passengers. So this would be the base from which we will see cuts likely this year. And I'm just wondering what would be the base like Italy or some most affected European markets. What is the base figure for 2019 from which we will see a possible reduction? And when do you think you will have a visibility regarding the summer schedule? Do you have maybe some more information now? Because in January you said that you might have more visibility, or this is still opaque due to the coronavirus. This would be additional question to that. And regarding cost savings measures, as far as I can see it right now, it is like rather that you have maneuvering space, but there is nothing we should see like penciled in, right? I don't know how to quantify how much you can achieve in any cost savings. And do they go beyond the personal costs, or you have some other possible measures also planned for this year regarding coronavirus?
Yeah, starting with your last question, I mean, we have all the potential room to maneuver in all cost positions. I mean, it's not possible to quantify it right now, but the firepower is enormous if it's necessary. So don't be afraid that we will not find enough material to reach our financial goals. I mean, it's normally a very big difference what we are discussing about. If we are discussing about a short-term problem, maybe for 5 months, 6 months, then the strategy would be a different one compared to a situation where we expect for a long period of time a deterioration of traffic and passenger numbers and so on. So for a short period, I think we have a substantial room to maneuver. And today, I'm not expecting that it will have a major mid- or long-term impact.
Yeah, regarding passenger traffic, you're right, the market share of Asia is 4.5% roughly, so this would mean 1.4, 1.5 million passengers overall, or 700,000 departing passengers. In Italy has a market share of 6.3%, or had a market share in 2019. But from today's point of view, it's really impossible to judge the development there, because nobody can rule out that, I don't know, Spain would be the next country where there's a wide outspread of the virus. So it could be Germany, which with a market share of 17.5%. So I think whatever we do is right now is pure speculation. And I think we have to face, or most probably we will have to face, a very significant reduction in traffic in March and April. And from then on, it really depends how quickly the virus gets out of the media again, because I think the perceived consequences are significantly stronger than the real health risk people are facing from this disease. So therefore, I think it's really speculation, and that's why we said that it will take plus minus 2 months until we will come up with a new guidance on traffic, and obviously then as well on our results. And until then, we will be working on a cost-cutting program, and to which extent it will have to be then materialized, we will decide when we know more about the traffic situation. And I mean, in terms of cost cutting, the major bulk of our, or an important part of our operational staff usually is going to be hired now in March, April, May for the busy summer schedule. So I think the, there we will face less pressure to reduce staff, but the big question mark will be, do we increase staff? How much more staff do we need this summer? And I think this is really a difficult decision we will have to take. And probably we're reducing staff too much. This would be a nicer problem and would mean probably some queues. On the other hand, if we don't decrease too much, it's a cost problem. So this is one of the challenges we are facing now in the next few months, in the more weeks than months.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We'll hear next from Charles Manadier with Kipton.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Just one question for me on the CAPEX. So last year we guided for $2.5 billion of CAPEX over 2019-2028, so about $250 million per year. Last year you've done less than you guided for. 2020 guidance of 230 is also below that 250 million average figure despite the expansion capex. So my question is, how realistic is that number of 250 million per year going forward?
Yeah, I mean, this 10 years plan is more or less still valid. I mean, we are currently re-evaluating the plan, and then it goes to 29. And once we have done that, we can give you the more accurate figure. So I will not rule out there are some changes that could affect the overall sum.
Okay, and so when will you give that?
Redoing the 10 years plan.
Yeah, and when will we give visibility on that, on the new numbers?
We will discuss it in the supervisory board end of March, and maybe with our new guidance for the full year, we can give you also visibility on that.
Yeah, so it's likely going to be lower.
It could be lower, yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll hear from Bernd Maher with RCB.
Hello. One question referring to personnel expenses in the fourth quarter, as personnel expenses are around about 10 million higher in the final quarter versus Q2 and Q3. I would expect that there were some year-end effects, probably some increasing of provisions and so on. Can you quantify if there are any, so to say, non-operational external extraordinary effects in the number?
It's roughly 2.5 million for the personal expenses that are one-offs.
Okay. Then the total uplift of round about, 7, 8 million versus 4Q 2018. It says 7 million versus 4Q 18, which included two comments from you, some 4 million of personnel of provisions, of additional provision building, or the uplift of about 10 million versus the other quarters.
Get 2. I mean, we fully consolidated this year Get 2, the company.
Yeah. But this is, you consolidate
and
the company since May.
The part-time leased workers in our handling department. So therefore, you see this uplift in the fourth quarter. It's because partly those expenses were in Q3 in other expenses.
Okay, can you then state
a given effect is Get 2.
Mm-hmm. But Get 2 was, if I'm not mistaken, consolidated as of May, right?
Yes, but it's also a basis effect if you take it in the fourth quarter, because it was not included in last year's fourth quarter.
Okay, that's clear then.
So if you put it all together, I would say it's roughly 5-6 million is more or less extraordinary. Compared with the year.
Compare year and year, Do you have a number of employees end of 2019 per hand?
Yeah, 6,805.
6,805. Thank you. Yeah, and a full-time equivalence?
In FTE, it's 4,000-something. I'll give you the figure. End of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Including Malta, it's 5,385. If you take out Malta, 379. If you take out Lyon, 23. And if you take out get 260.
Yeah.
So if you want to compare it, you would have to deduct 500. Yeah. Something around.
Yeah. No, that's clear then. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, for questions, that is star one at this time. We'll hear next from Stephanie Dioff with RBC.
Hi, good afternoon. I apologize if I'm asking questions that were already asked, but I missed part of this call. So firstly, in terms of sensitivity to traffic, so you kept your 3 to 5% traffic guidance for Vienna Airport. What would that mean if we move it by 1% downwards for your EBITDA range? Would it stay the same, or at what kind of traffic downgrade would trigger a revision of your minimum EBITDA outlook? Secondly, currently, if we look at the lower end of your 2020 guidance, you're looking for EBITDA margin expansion versus 2019 actual. So how comfortable are you, or what is like your margin, EBITDA margin outlook? And then thirdly, you have done some share buyback in the past, and I believe the board approved some more. Given the recent share price weakness, would you consider starting buyback again, or given your free float is very low, you would not want to decrease liquidity even more? Thank you so much.
I mean, to start with your first two questions, we did not reiterate our guidance. What we said today is that it's still possible to achieve it, but we will come out in the next 4 to 8 weeks with a new passenger forecast and with a new, possibly then a new financial guidance. So therefore, I would not want to speculate, and we cannot give out any serious information about what would happen if we have 2% growth or 4% growth or something. So I think the situation right now is extremely volatile, and I'm not sure if you were on the call, but just in the last 7 days, the range was from plus 6% passenger growth on Monday to minus 13 on Saturday and minus 9 then again on Sunday. So I think it's not possible right now to come up with a proper guidance. And therefore, what we believe and what we've seen from a certain sensitivity analysis in terms of passenger numbers, it's not out of the question to reach the 3 to 5% given a recovery of traffic in summer. But nobody today could really say if there will be a recovery over summer. So therefore, we definitely need the next 4 to 8 weeks to assess the situation, to work on a cost savings program, and then somewhere in April after Easter, we will come out with a new guidance. And I think it it's impossible right now, or it does not make sense to speculate on possible outcomes. It's not out of the question to reach our guidance, but obviously with every day the coronavirus crisis carries on, it becomes more and more and less and less likely.
Yeah, so far we acquired roughly 0.1 something percent of our shares, so it's a very minor portion. And the program, as you might be aware, is scheduled until June. It has a price band of 30 to 38 euros. And even if we would be eligible to buy until June, we would not reach the 1% absolute number that we are limited. So there is no real substantial amount of shares that that will be acquired up to June from today's perspective. Whether the program then ends definitely or will be renewed is still to be discussed, and we will inform the markets once there is a decision found on that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And again, star one for any further questions at this time.
Okay.
And we have no other questions at this time.
Yes, and I think we'll call it a day. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your questions and for your interest. If you have any other questions, don't hesitate to get in contact with me. I wish you a nice afternoon, and goodbye, and see you next time.
And again, that will conclude today's conference. Thank you all for joining us.